They were not the first to invent a tractor, but they were the first to call it a tractor. And a trip to North Central Iowa will give you a glimpse of two college friends who turned their love of engines into one of the first and largest tractor-building companies in the nation. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
As Dean Jaden explains, it all began with two guys interested in the same idea in college.
Charles Hart and Charles Parr were engineering classmates at the University of Wisconsin. They had a very big passion for developing and building internal combustion engines.
The pair formed their Hart Parr Company after graduation, building engines in the late 1800s. But they had their sights set on something larger.
They had this vision of, we want to tie an internal combustion engine to a thrashing machine, chassis or something like that, to eliminate the steam engine.
Hart and Parr decided to build a foundry in Madison, Wisconsin, near the university campus. But their plan was rebuffed by local leaders. Frustrated, Charles Parr came home to Charles City, Iowa, and found willing investors and the land he needed next to two rail lines. Soon, they had their engines mounted on a frame suitable for farm work.
1901, there was one finished and on test west of Charles City. The Mitchell family had bought it.
They had built what we know as a tractor, but that's not what anyone called it until several years later.
They coined the word tractor. The sales manager for Hart Parr in the late teens said, we got to have a name, and tractor is traction motor.
Within just a few years of the first model, Hart Parr needed to expand capacity in Charles City.
They wanted to double the size of it. Well, they said, we got it. We're rolling here. So they started erection of what was called Building Number 3, a bigger foundry, and things just started to blossom. They just couldn't get ahead of it. You know, orders come in faster than they could make things.
So what happened to Hart Parr? That part of the story next time. As we travel the countryside in Charles City, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.